Prelude. I dreamed I was eaten by a dragon. In the dream I felt no fear, no trepidation of jagged teeth or painful death, only curiosity. The dragon was huge. Her head was the size of a small house, her body as big as an apartment complex. When she lowered her snout to the ground and opened her maw wide, I felt the heat and smelled the sulfur exuding with her breath. It was a dream, though, and I was only more curious. I stepped tentatively into the cavern that was her mouth. I felt the soft give of her tongue under my feet and watched myself dissolve, body vaporized into billions of tiny fragments, still conscious, yet nowhere could I find me. Dreaming in a deep, dark landscape filled with sparkling lights, I felt the beating heart of the dragon pulsing me through her body. I sensed an immense mind, like a sky with no end, and touched it, joining in the dream with a vast intelligence that stretched my awareness to new perspectives I would never have considered within the mind of my own species. Perspectives I could barely comprehend. Perspectives that turned me inside out of the nowhere that I could find me. Timeless in a dream that may have been a brief moment or eternal forever, consciousness released the I as all the particles of what was me flowed into we-ness with her. Until she pooped me out. She pooped me out. I was dreaming, right? And there I stood again, no longer the me who had been. I was newly configured, somehow reshaped and blended anew with traces of dragon vibrating through my being, transformed into dragon poop. I dreamed. And now I wonder, what is dreaming? And when am I awake?